Keith, first game in charge, real baptism of fire. It was always going to be whatever side Heybridge have available, because obviously Football League opposition, Colts United, full squad from them. I guess, first of all, as any manager at this level is bound to admit, you must be appreciative that Colchester United have come down to Heybridge once again and given your new team a game, and given the club obviously much needed funds through the gate and through the bar.
Definitely, that's what tonight's about. You know, it's about getting funds into the club through the gate, over the bar. You know, and I thank Joe and everyone involved at Colchester for agreeing to come down. Not done my goal difference any good. Got a bit of catching up to do there, but you know, that's what it's about. And I'm, you know, the lads are disappointed in there, which, you know, which is a good sign. You know, no one likes getting beat, and I said to them, that's a feeling that, you know, we've got now. We don't want to replicate too much as we go into the season. You know, we stick together. Their heads never dropped. We played some decent stuff in patches. You know, and bearing in mind we've been thrown together, literally. You know, there's two or three boys in there I've only seen, you know, 10-15 minutes of. You know, we've been thrown together. They've took on board what I've said, you know, and we'll come through it stronger and better for tonight's game. And hopefully the club have earned out of it as well.
Lee Boylan must be disappointed he didn't get a goal. He was the one that looked most likely to score. And if he can do that against Colchester United, what he can do in Ryman 1 North, it obviously can't be a one-man show, because he's got to be complimented by the rest of the team. But obviously that is one positive you would take out of tonight, Lee Boylan's performance, although he should have kept the ball down on a few of the shots.
No, that was planned. We've got three coaches to match balls for training now. So, yeah, no, Lee, you know, Lee led by example, and I can't ask no more of Lee. Lee's been, you know, fantastic since I come in. You know, he was left in charge. He's done his job, and he's, you know, and he's helped me all the way. And if he stays as sharp and as fit through the season, you know, he's going to be a handful, you know, because you can't buy his experience and, you know, what he's got. And yeah, he'll be disappointed he hasn't notched tonight, but, you know, I'd rather him notch two or three on the first game than score tonight. I know he won't agree with that, because he wants to score every game, but like you said, he's going to be a handful for anyone if we keep him fit. And you know, and he keeps playing like that, you know, it'd be good. And you know, the other young lads that we've got around, you know, Jordan Palmer, I thought done really well tonight. They'll learn from Lee, and that's a massive selling point when we're talking to other forwards, to get someone like Lee showing them the right things to do.
Now, 4 or 5 weeks ago, many of the players you put out tonight certainly wouldn't have been expecting to come out onto this pitch this evening and play Colchester United. What was their feeling about the fixture? Were they daunted by it beforehand? Were they thrilled? Were they thinking, this is a real chance, this might be the only time in their careers, if they don't make it in the professional game, or if they don't step up to a high enough a level as they go on, this is a chance to play a Football League team and grasp it and cherish the memories despite the scoreline?
Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, these don't come around very often. You know, there's a couple of hundred people here, a pro side. You know, some of the, 5 or 6 of them boys are under 21s who come on at the end, and it's a great, you know, great experience for them. And they never let themselves down. No one let themselves down tonight. It's a game we've lost. We'll move on. We'll train Thursday. You know, it was a good learning curve for me tonight. I've shown that, you know, they've got good characters, because they never give up in there. You know, they're good characters, kept trying to play. And for me, you know, I'm always a glass half full person, and you know, we never give up, like I said, and that's something for me to build on.
Now, I didn't notice that Sandwich wasn't in goal for the first 7 minutes. It was actually Chris Lewington for Colchester's second team. I saw a handshake between the two of you. Again, something between two clubs that are close together. They're neighbours. They're obviously friends, and obviously appreciative of Joe Dunn and Chris Lewington to do that. And he didn't even let in a goal.
No, I'm going to try. I'm going to speak to Joe now and try and sign him.
You're going to try and sign Joe Dunn or Chris Lewington?
Both. No. You know, that's really appreciative. Unfortunately, you know, I was late Saturday. Danny got stuck in traffic tonight. You know, and we haven't got another goalkeeper at the moment. You know, that's something I'm looking at. So for them to let us use Chris, you know, his hats off to Colchester, and you know, appreciative of what they've done, and thank them for, you know, for coming tonight, and Joe, you know, for what he's done.
And just finally, where will the emphasis be now in the next 7 to 10 days or so as the building progress process progresses for you and the team and the bonding? Because obviously the players have got to get to know each other, you've got to get to know them, and between the lot of you, you've got to know what ticks and what doesn't and what needs to be sharpened up.
Yeah, they need to know me, I need to know them. One thing I've got to try and do is get rid of the vultures that are circling. You know, people are coming in and trying to cherry pick our players. And I don't want to. We've lost enough as it is. I can't afford to lose any more. For me as a manager, you know, there will be signings by the weekend. There will be two or three players coming. You know, and we need. You know, we've got some good quality, but we're a little light on numbers. So I need, you know, we need some bodies in, not just anybody. You know, because it's pointless. So I need to get the right players in. People, you know, that are going to come in and take on board what I'm trying to do. And we need to be a happy camp, you know, a togetherness, you know, because that shows on the pitch. And that's coming. It showed tonight. You know, they've stuck together. No heads dropped. I keep repeating myself saying that. You know, they showed great character. They kept going. They kept going to the end. They could have quite easily given up and it could have been 12-14-0. They didn't. We kept trying to play, which is what I want us to do. There's no point in having a pitch like this, you know. Colchester hopefully will come back next year because Rob's done a fantastic job on the pitch. You know, there's no point having a pitch like that and smashing it up in the air. And we tried to play against a pro side, and at times we knocked it round them and looked decent. If we carry on doing that, you know, we won't. You know, we'll do all right in our league. We won't play opposition like that every week. That's for sure.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.